Good afternoon. It is Friday, November 4th, and you are listening to the Small and Medium Business Strategy Cast, episode number 5. And this is Steve Moore. I'm sorry it's been a couple weeks since I've gotten back to the Strategy Cast. I've actually been traveling, and I haven't quite figured out how to travel with my equipment so that I can do this show portably. I think the next step is to load everything on my laptop, maybe, so that I can do that in the future. In this episode, we're going to continue the business plan discussion with the industry analysis and research in general. If you missed the previous shows, you can download them as well as the business plan outline that we use when discussing the business plan at bizplanhelp.com. That's bizplanhelp.com. In general, if you read through a business plan, you don't often see citations in the industry analysis or market analysis section. And sometimes even the entrepreneur doing the business plan writes these straight from the gut, in which case they're not doing any research at all. They're just relying on their experience. Now, this statement kind of covers two points. First is kind of the citation of research sources. The lack of citation will not necessarily be frowned upon by an investor or someone else reading the plan unless you've pulled a quote or a specific number such as industry sales data, in which case they're going to want to see you attribute that. I usually put citations in an appendix, but if you decide them to leave them out altogether, just be prepared to be able to provide that source if an investor or someone else reading the plan does question you on it. The second point kind of out of that statement is not doing any research at all. You know, this writing from the gut is kind of an ego thing with entrepreneurs. You know, they've heard about so-and-so, or they've heard this company has gotten funding by, you know, just presenting an executive summary, and your idea is that good, so you're going to get investment like that. Well, I mean, we've all heard these stories, and yeah, some of them are true. There have been companies that have been able to go out there with such a, you know, such a great idea, or with the right connections and the right people, you know, and gotten in front of the right investor at the right time with the right, you know, basically all their stars were aligned, and with doing very little, you know, writing of an actual business plan and creation up front, they were able to get seed, or they were able to get venture funding. I don't think you can go out there and count on your business plan or your business idea being like that. I mean, it does not happen that often. Those are the stories that are out there, but reality is people spend months and years of their time putting together a venture business plans and going out and getting funding. A business can be sitting around, the idea or the entrepreneurs could be working on this a couple years on the side before something happens. I'm currently working with a client that started on their business in about 2002, two guys basically doing it as moonlighting. And they would get together and spend some time on it, then a couple months would go by, and then they'd spend some more time on it. And, you know, through this person or that person, they got in front of a supplier that could provide their product. But this whole process, it was 2 years before they even contacted me. And at that point, they basically had an idea. They had products. They had suppliers. They had salespeople. They had the whole business in place over a two-year period. And it was just a matter of sitting down with them and getting their business plan put together. And then, you know, you just can't count on your business being that one where, bam, I wrote my one-page executive summary. I'm going to get $10 million in financing and get that Porsche Boxster I've been eyeing down the street. Reality is you got to do your research. The good news is with most business plans and what most investors are looking for, the industry analysis section of a business plan is really a one-page document. Show you know your stuff. Show some statistics that are going to be the basis for your executive summary or the, you know, the marketing plan and getting into the market research. But don't go overboard. It's not a five-page document. For the most part, when your plan goes before an investor, they are investing in a specific area where they have expertise or they have someone on their staff with expertise. So to go out and write a 5 to 10 page industry analysis is a waste of time. So we've kind of got this happy medium. Do some research, show you know your stuff, and then put together a nice solid page that backs up the rest of the business plan, specifically the description of venture, which usually follows the industry analysis. You know, so you're basically showing them you know your stuff to people who know their stuff and know the industry. You know, when conducting research, the question is, well, where do you go? My first stop is usually the industry trades. You know, if you get the magazines already because you're involved in the industry, or you can go out there and find the insider magazines and trade magazines. A lot of times these same magazines also have support trade shows. For instance, I'm working on a project in the car rental industry, and there's 2 car rental shows each year. One is in Las Vegas and the other one is in Orlando. And both of those trade shows are supported by industry magazines, which come out once a month, and have websites behind that. So that's kind of your first stop. Your second stop for more general research is, you know, hit Google or your other favorite search engine. Let the internet do the work and go out there and do searches, and do some very specific searches. You know, just don't type in a keyword for industry like cars. You know, put in a pretty long phrase specifically for what you're looking for, and if nothing comes up, then, you know, step back a little bit. But, you know, really pound on it. Now, you're going to find that a lot of the stuff that comes up, either the industry trades, if you're not currently a member, you may have to pay for it. With Google and the other search results that come up, there's going to be some pay results there. There's going to be some industry analysis, some other information that are going to, you're going to get to a point and say, hey, you got to sign up and give me a credit card number, or you have to sign up for this trade group, or yada, yada, yada. My answer is basically this is the third place I would go, and that's the public library. You know, the nice thing about the public library here in New York City is they actually have a science, industry, and business library. And I'll include a link to that in my show notes, but they have online databases. So if as a member of the library, a card-carrying member of the library, I can go to their website and go to the online databases, and actually, while sitting at home or in my office, I can do industry research at the library. And a lot of those same sources, the trades and other research you come up with Google that's paid, is at the public library. So that's a great third stop to get your information without having to pay for it. I mean, to a degree, you are paying for it with your taxes, so why not take advantage of it? And finally, if you know any industry insiders or can get access to industry insiders, give them a call or fire them an email. The worst they can do is say no. You might as well, you know, go after that source. They may also be able to help you in the future when you do have your business plan ready. An industry insider is also a good source for funding. They'll know who is funding businesses in their industry, as well as players themselves that are doing their own funding. It's very common for a player within an industry to fund startups and to have a funding group if they're large enough, because that's how they can see what the up-and-coming business is. A company like Intel has a group that does financing for businesses, and then in the future they might be interested in that technology, which is why they do it. Well, my 10 minutes is again going by very quickly. I hope this short research rant has helped you out, and I'll have some links in my show notes for the New York Public Library and anything else I discussed. Those are available at bizplanhelp.com in the interactive section. In the next episode, we're going to continue with the business plan with the description of venture. So you can download that episode at BizPlanHelp or subscribe to it. The XML feed is out there. If you're an iTunes user, I'm not sure what's going on with iTunes. I've sent an email over there and not sure why the shows are not showing up. For any feedback, comments, podcast@bizplanhelp.com is the place to email. Later.